Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, March 31st, 2023. US futures are indicating a higher open. European equity markets have opened into positive territory, following mostly higher levels in Asia. US dollar is regaining some of its overnight losses to become stronger versus Japanese yen and Aussie note. Treasury yields are higher across tenors. Crude oil is down. Gold is slightly lower, industrial metals are mixed, cryptocurrencies are flat. There is no change in the broader narrative as markets continue to benefit from the banking sector stabilization and prospects for a Fed pivot. However, the latest Fed speak has leaned hawkish, reinforcing Powell's earlier remarks. There is debate revolving around how much the banking turmoil equates to in terms of effective rate hikes. While there's Fed officials seeing additional policy tightening before the Fed holds for the remainder of the year, some also flag that policy tweaks could damage the Fed's credibility. On the macro data front, the UK final GDP was revised up from the prior reading. Germany's March unemployment rate came in line with the consensus, but Germany and Netherlands' February retail sales missed, while Switzerland's reading came in higher than estimates. The French headline inflation eased in February. Overnight, Japan's industrial production and retail sales results were firmer than expected. The country's unemployment rate unexpectedly rose amid a big sequential drop in labor force participation. The Tokyo core CPI inflation went lower after a more pronounced moderation in the prior month, and the outcome is consistent with economists' projections that imply that the peak has passed. China PMIs beat consensus again, with the manufacturing momentum slowing not as badly as expected, and with notable acceleration in non-manufacturing aspects. South Korean industrial production fell by more than expected following the previous month's strength. Key focus on the US macro calendar today includes the February core PCE data, along with the personal spending and personal income, the March Chicago PMI, and the March final Michigan consumer sentiment. In corporate news, Netflix is planning to combine its operations that make small and mid-sized movies to reduce film output. The move is to increase quality, according to a company statement cited by Bloomberg. In Asia, equities traded mostly higher on Friday. Greater China was driven once again by Hong Kong to close higher. China's tech tailwinds continue in the wake of Alibaba's overhaul. JD.com rallied almost 8% today after announcing plans to spin off and list its property and industrial units in Hong Kong. Japan finished the week with gains, although it came off the highs of the day. The cooling down was attributed to an announcement of tighter restrictions on chip-making technology, which was a move not in coordination with the US. Elsewhere, Australia also added to the gains it logged this week. South Korea and Taiwan both went up, India surged in the morning trade, and Southeast Asia was mostly positive. European equity markets are seeing mixed trades after opening higher, though the leading benchmarks are consolidating modest gains. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Friday, March 31st, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.